Welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations on how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. If you have been following me, thank you so much. And if you're, this is the first time that you're actually watching this video, please know that I've been doing a podcast for the last 2 years, and I've been a YouTube channel, goodness, I don't know, more than 8 years, nine now. So there's a lot of really phenomenal episodes that you might want to go back and watch. I can promise you it's pretty much worth every minute of your time. Some of them might be long, but you hopefully will pick up a few golden nuggets here and there. Anyhow, my name is Liz Soria. I'm a tax advisor, accountant, and I specialize in very few niches, but one of them is actually e-commerce and retail. And the reason I do that is because myself, I sell online through my professional services. And today we're going to talk about something I think is really important, even for everyone out there who are also in a professional field. And I noticed that some of them are not aware of this, but let's talk about sales tax to professional services. Yeah, that's right. A lot of professional services industries are being taxed. And if you're not aware of that and you're not collecting the tax, that could be a major issue, right? At this point, the next states that I'm going to mention right now, I'm not doing business with none of those specific states, but eventually I will as I grow. And I find that I'm glad that I know this information before the state finds me. I know better to start collecting tax when I, you know, send out my invoice for any type of service in these states. So what are these states? Well, we have West Virginia, we have Connecticut, we do have DC, we do have Texas, we do have Alaska, and we do have South Dakota. And I'm just gonna briefly check here to make sure, as far as I know, yes, I got them all right. And I think I said Hawaii, did I? Okay, if I didn't, there it is, Hawaii. So what's happening? Well, all these states are charging certain professions. So again, this is not about, I don't sell product list, I don't care, it doesn't apply to me, it does. So one of the things that I tell anyone who's probably, you know, it could be a business coach, you could be a landscaper, you could be a janitorial service, you could be a computer tech, a lot of things like this. I mean, they're being taxed by certain states. Like, let me give you a good example. In Florida state, landscape companies, they have to pay sales tax for the service they provide. Even if they don't actually, you know, plant anything, meaning that they don't have a product of putting flowers or a palm tree or whatever it is, they're just going to cut, you know, the trees and so on. Well, that's taxable. Yeah. Janitorial companies also. So if you have a company that's coming to clean your clean offices or residential properties, you're supposed to be collecting tax on that. That's what the state of Florida mandates. In other states, they're not taxed, these type of industries, they're not. So I always tell people that one of the best things you can do is two things. One, if you want to do it yourself, please, by all means, you know, obtain knowledge, I always say, because knowledge is so important, right? And go to the Department of Revenue for each state and look at the list. They always have categories of what's supposed to be sales, you know, what we're supposed to be taxed on. And make sure you cover it, really. Because again, what's happening is with all these strong cases that we've been getting recently, I mean, the last couple of months, you know, a company is getting shut down, not only because they were selling products, but like I said, now they're going after also professional industries. You know, states are extremely, extremely, really, really, really hungry. So if we think internal revenue could be tough with us, watch out with the states, because I think they could be a lot more aggressive. And so again, look into these states. If you are doing business, look at your category, even if it was a professional service, and figure out do I have an exposure there? Because remember, you know, if they look at your invoice and you get audited and they see that you have not been collecting sales tax, it's your responsibility, unfortunately. And they don't want to hear anything else. Whatever you want to justify, or I didn't know, I have no, you know, I wasn't aware, I ignored this kind of law, it's not going to justify. It's just going to come back to you, and you're still going to be responsible, not only for the liability, which is the worst part of all, it's the fact that all the penalties and interest and all that. And I'm going to talk about the penalties and interest in another episode of video that I'm going to be recording. So you might want to listen to that because, you know, people think, oh, I don't care if they charge me a dollar for penalty. Well, it's not a dollar, right? Everybody will be able to afford to pay a dollar. The problem is it's hard. When they hit you hard. So for all professional industries out there, please go to every state, you know, the website, and confirm whether the type of service that you're providing is not taxable. Because if you do have clients in those states, you want to make sure you start collecting, you know. And if you haven't, you know, volunteer yourself as a disclosure and say, hey, you know what, I just made this mistake, and be sincere about it. I think honesty is a big plus. You know, send them an estimate of how much you have sold in that, you know, specific state. Send them a check, cut them a check, absolutely, and see how they're going to come back. Hopefully, you know, you get a good agent, and they're willing to negotiate with you and do something like that. But again, this is for my professional industry. Please be careful. For example, in Texas right now, they don't tax CPAs doing accounting services, but if you're a bookkeeping firm, for an example, they do tax. Okay, so some exempt, others are not. So this is what's happening. That's why it's so confusing. Anyhow, this is Liz Soria. If you are in one of those professions, you need help, please reach out to me and my team. Like I said, this is one of the niches that I specialize in. And like I said, if I cannot, I can give you a prescription, but if you need someone to refill that prescription, I will send you to the right company or person who's going to be able to fulfill that complete, you know, prescription for you, because I want to make sure that you're successful and you stay in business. And again, I'm just seeing too many things going on out there with the states, and I'm staying abreast of everything, but it's a lot going on. And they're coming hard. They really are. So anyhow, wish you the best, a lot of success. And like I said, reach out to me and my team through my website or through my social media accounts. Everywhere, just look up my name, Liz Soria, and I'm here to serve you. Thank you so much. And again, like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, I'll see you in the next episode. Take care. And like I said, you can reach out to us whenever you need. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.